This is HPR episode 1750 entitled, Xclip, Xnotool, XVKBD, 3 CLI Linux tools for RSI sufferers, and is part of the series, Accessibility. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is, 3 command line tools that save me hundreds of keystrokes a day.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey folks, John Culp again in Lafayette, Louisiana, and today I'm going to talk to you about 3 command line tools that I use all the time that save me hundreds of keystrokes a day. Now, I've classified this as an episode in the accessibility series, and you might think that it would be more appropriate to put it in the command line series, but the reason I put it with accessibility is because that's basically how I use these tools. You may have heard me talk in the past, if you've listened to my episodes, about Blather, the speech recognition program that Jezra wrote and that I use basically all the time. Blather is a speech recognition tool that you have to configure yourself. Every command that Blather executes is one that you have configured in a configuration file. And when I first started using Blather, I knew of a few things that would help me, say, navigate around the desktop, like the WMCTRL, I think that's the command, where it can put focus on different windows and stuff like that. But fairly early on, I also found that you can use certain commands to type virtual keystrokes. And this is when the magic really started to happen with Blather. Right? Once you have harnessed the power of virtual keystrokes, it's incredible how many things you can do with your voice. So the commands I'm going to talk about are XDOTool, that's XDOTOOL, XVKBD, I guess that would be X Virtual Keyboard, would be the long name, XVKBD, and finally Xclip. So XDOTool and XVKBD are both commands that can do virtual keystrokes, and XDOTool actually can do virtual mouse clicks as well. Xclip is command line access to the clipboard, which was crucial to a whole lot of the tricks that I use when I'm configuring Blather to do the various tasks that I need. So one of the basic things you can do with XVKBD is just type words or type any characters. And you can do this with XDOTool. And I have, after experimenting with both of them, decided that I have different uses for each of them. With XDOTool, I normally use that to do simple keystrokes. Like if I want to do a virtual control plus C to copy some text to the clipboard, I will use XDOTool. If I want to type a whole bunch of text or do a really long series of keystrokes, I use XVKBD because it seems like it executes faster. It, especially if there's a whole lot of text, it executes quite a lot faster. And so those are the two ways I use that one. But you might want to go look at the show notes if you're interested in actually trying some of these things out. The command that you have to type to do any of this typing is pretty long with XVKBD. For example, to type the words foobar, you would have to do the command XVKBD space dash X send event, that's all one word, space dash secure space dash text space, and then you enclose the words foobar in single quotes. So that's a whole lot of keystrokes to simply type 2-3-letter words. Now, you'd think, well, that's not very efficient. How could I possibly save keystrokes by doing that? And the answer is that you have to use some other program to trigger all of those things. And what I use is my voice. So when I tell it to type something, it does all of that for me in the background, and I never have to touch the keyboard at all. It's a matter of spending a little bit of time setting up a configuration file and setting up commands in order to save you lots and lots of keystrokes in the future. Now, XVKBD can also type the contents of a file. And so I have another command in the show notes that shows how you can use it to type out the commands or to type out whatever is in the file called foobar.txt. So that would be XVKBD space dash xsendevent space dash secure space dash file space, and then the file name in quotation marks. And this time I called it foobar.txt. And so that will tell it to type whatever is in that file. And it can be anything from a couple of words to a very long something. I use that to store frequently used bits of text like my name and address and email addresses that I might need to type into fields in a web browser. And also I save fairly large things like LilyPond templates that will have 1,000 or 2,000 characters in them. And I just have to speak a command, and if my cursor is in a window, it will just type everything in that file lickety-split, and it's really quite magical. Now, where this really becomes powerful is when you can combine these virtual keystrokes with the clipboard. And so I use this all the time to edit text. And so I will, for example, I have one of my commands will take whatever text I have selected and copy that text into the clipboard by using a control plus C command with XDO tool. And then it will take the contents of the clipboard and pipe them out using Xclip. Actually, I should have mentioned there are two main commands I use with Xclip. Xclip space dash I will send something into the clipboard, and Xclip space dash O will take whatever is in the clipboard and pipe it out to standard output. And so in the example I was just talking about, I would select some text and then speak a command, and that would trigger a series of events. The first thing would be to do an XDO tool space control plus C to copy that text into the clipboard. And then I would follow that up with an Xclip space dash O to send it out of the clipboard. And then I would send it through the stream editor sed, that's S-E-D, to do whatever manipulations to the text that I need to do. For example, one of my commands is called capitalize this. And if I want to capitalize the words that I have selected, I say that, and it copies it to the clipboard, sends it out of the clipboard through sed to capitalize every word that was selected, and then sends it back into the clipboard so that it can then be typed out as new text. I did some experimenting with this, and it has to be in the clipboard as the corrected text before you can tell XVKBD to type out the right words. So it gets a little complicated, I suppose. But you can do things like that very easily if you know a few basic sed commands. And I'm going to link also to the famous sed one line page at sourceforge.net. There's a page called sed1line.txt, and it has an incredible collection of sed one-liners that somebody has put together that has some excellent tricks. So that's one of the ways I use the virtual keystrokes, is to do that kind of manipulation of text. I use this all the time, either to do that kind of correction, like capitalizing things or making everything uppercase or everything lowercase, or I use it also to put various HTML tags around selected blocks of text, since I work quite a lot in HTML. And I have voice commands that will do the same kinds of things with LaTeX formatting. Like I can speak something like the command LaTeX bold, and it will put the text BF bracket things around the text for to make it a boldface in LaTeX or LaTeX. I have to say LaTeX or else it won't understand me. Let's see. So another way that I use virtual keystrokes is for navigation on websites or even just around my desktop. But for example, in Firefox, you can use what they call quick search to find text quickly on a page simply by starting typing. If you're just on a web page and you are in Firefox, start typing some text that you want to find on the page by preceding it with either a slash or a single quote, depending on whether you want to find any instance of that text or only linked text. So the example that I put in the show notes is for my voice command, go to grades. And this is what I use when I'm on Moodle. That's our course management system at the university. And I want to view the grades for whatever class I'm looking at. Now I know that along the left-hand column, somewhere in the, 50 or 100 links that they have over on the left side, one of them is grades. And so what I do is when I speak that command is I send a series of virtual keystrokes to my machine, and it starts with a single quote and then the word grades and then a backslash R, which is a virtual return key. And so what it does is it searches for any linked text that matches that grades and presses enter once it finds it. And that takes me right to the page with grades. This is extremely powerful, especially for pages that you visit frequently where you're always having to click on the same links. And sometimes I also will put together a series of keystrokes using combinations of XDO tool and XVKBD to navigate to various things. Basically, any thing that you can get to by a predictable series of keystrokes can be scripted using these commands, and it's really, really wonderful. Now, I normally launch all of these things using voice commands, but if you're using OpenBox like I am, I don't know how many people use OpenBox anymore, but it's what I use. And OpenBox has a wonderful configuration file called rc.xml. And on my system, it's located in my home directory in the .config/openbox/rc.xml file. And in there, you can configure keystrokes to launch commands or open programs or basically do whatever kind of command you want. And so for certain things that I use a lot, that I want to be able to launch without speaking, I will set up a key configuration. And I give an example in the show notes of how I configured the super key plus N, as in Nancy, to run one of the scripts that I use all the time on the Counterpoint book that I've been working on. So anyway, I don't know how much I could say about this other than what I have. I mean, other than just to give more examples, but essentially you would use this kind of thing just for whatever you need. I need it to do all kinds of editing and text manipulation and navigation around my desktop and on web pages. Other people might need it for other things, but it's really incredible the things that you can do once you are able to launch virtual keystrokes on your computer. So give it a try. If you want information about Blather and how to set that up, then you might see some of my earlier episodes or my demonstration video on YouTube. I'm going to put as many links as I can in the show notes on this. I think I was running up against the character limit, but I'm going to put as many links as I can. I have a script on my Pastebin site that will install all of the dependencies and grab the source code for Blather and build the necessary things and put the configuration files in the right place on your system if you're running Debian. For other systems, I don't know. If you run Arch, it's actually very easy, because I think Jezre put together an Arch package build that will do everything for you and get you up and running if you wanted to try that kind of thing with the voice commands. All right, I should stop rambling now, but anyway, hope you've enjoyed hearing about XClip, XDO Tool, and XVKBD. I don't know if these things come pre-installed on your system, but if you're on Linux, you should be able to get them very easily with a command to get them from your repositories. All right, that's it. Take care. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.